The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms. Call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
Good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. My name is David Rector and I'm here today. I don't have my co-host Steve with me. He's off today. And we're on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. And I didn't really know Steve wasn't coming until a little bit later in the week, so I brought my lovely wife with me today to talk about some things. And we're almost ready to celebrate our 30th anniversary next month. So welcome to the show, Teresa.
That doesn't count, David, towards the actual date of the anniversary, but good
morning. Oh, rats. Okay. A little sucking up is good. You know, it's good to have her here this morning. So, and like me and Steve usually do to start the show, we talk about the weather. Like you say, we're sometimes two old men talking about the weather. And we had a little bit of rain last night, which was nice because it knocked a little pollen down. I noticed our cars were covered with light green dust the last 2 days, so it was nice to get some of that out of here. And we got another Saturday. I think this is like the fourth Saturday in a row where we've had some decent weather where you can get out in your yard and enjoy what's going on. It's warm. Rain's gone. Some fresh air.
Oh, yeah. I was glad the rain held off last night. We could sit outside a little bit and be outside. And I know that lots of people would like to get outside today. So it is a perfect day because I've been informed there will be no work done tomorrow because there will be rain. So I'm going to have them out in that yard digging today.
That's lucky she's married to a weather man, so she doesn't have to worry about looking at the TV.
We don't have to ask Alexa. It's Ask Dave.
Yeah. So, yeah, they are calling for rain tomorrow. So it's if you want to get out there and do some stuff today, it would be an awesome day to do it. We had a big week at Carolina Fresh. I know a lot of y'all, I hope you've been to the store. If you hadn't, I hope for you to come in and see us over on Old York Road there in Newport. And we sell a variety of things other than lawn products and mulch and stuff like that. We also sell animal feed, pet feed. So it's, as you know, with everything going on, people are buying up things just to be sure. So we've had a rush on dog food this week, which was, we probably sold over 100 and some bags of dog food. Like I said, we still have pet food and animal food, you know, horses and stuff like that too. So I've had people just looking out for their animals, not only their self, like the grocery stores are kind of getting bought up a little bit, but we've been able to replenish everything we have there. And we also had a lot of landscaping going on this week. We had a lot of landscapers coming in, getting ready, working on projects. We delivered a lot of mulch and delivered a lot of sod and hardscapes. And that's one thing the owner of our company wanted everybody to know, that during these odd times that we will be willing to deliver if people aren't wanting to get out. We're still open our regular hours, 8 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 8 to 2 on Saturday. And Steve at Rolling Hill, they're still open 8 to 5, and they're open 9 to 3 today, so we haven't changed any hours. And I'm sure Steve would accommodate out there at Rolling Hills if you need some help getting some stuff to you. And it's a great opportunity to get out and do some things in the yard, outside, with the whole family. I know the whole family is kind of stuck in the house. We were talking about that a little bit ago. You know, the kids are getting on the parents' nerves, but the kids, I'm sure they'd rather be doing something too. So,
I'm sure they'd just love to get out and do that work. But I'm a firm believer in putting children to work. I even collect neighborhood children and have them do my actual work because I'm what we refer to as the reluctant gardener in the family.
Yeah, she's married into all this landscape and stuff. And usually if I start talking about fescue, she kind of starts going to sleep, drifts off. But but she has gotten into gardening, and that's one reason I wanted to have her on here today to just talk a little bit about what we've done at our house with some of our outdoor gardening.
We did not do it well the first few times. You have to go out and maybe make some mistakes, and you have to ask questions, because I was like, oh, I will make a garden. And then I went and bought a bunch of stuff, and Dave's like, this is not going to work. And I was convinced that it would. But we made some mistakes, but we got some annuals in there that come up every year and are just beautiful. But you got to be smart about knowing, you know, where the sun's going to hit your yard and how certain things go. And I'm sure most people listening today already know these things, but it took me a lot of trial and error.
Yeah, and there's one important thing that me and Steve stress usually every week when we're talking about sod or plants or gardening is what's underneath is what matters. So make sure that a lot of new people have moved to this area and you're not used to this dirt. I wouldn't call it dirt because it's clay. You know, if you come from the north or some other areas, there's some beautiful rich soil. Well, we don't have that here. We have a hard clay that's hard to dig in, and plants it's hard for the roots to grow in. So it's always good to bring in some good mixture, some compost, cow manure, mushroom compost, anything blended. I found it's better to blend several different things together, and gives you a better option. And a lot of what people have been doing around here is doing raised beds or container gardening, where you get a container and fill it up with good stuff, and that's what we've done in our backyard. We don't have a giant piece of property. We live in a neighborhood with about a quarter of an acre lot, and we've just got little containers sitting around with all kind of herbs, and we do plant vegetables and everything when it's time to do that, and we've done pretty well with it, like Teresa says.
Our winter harvest is coming in. I have upwards of 2 cauliflowers.
Ooh, so we're going to be fine.
Woo!
Hear the music, and we're going to go to our first break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Imperial Pools and Spas reminds you that if you're ready to enjoy your pool in April, now is the time to get ready. Now is the time for remodels.
Imperial Pools.
Now is the time for rebuilds.
Imperial Pools.
Now is the time for installing a new liner.
Imperial Pools.
Don't wait until spring is here to make plans for a summer filled with sunshine and water. Head for Imperial Pools and Patio, 975 North Anderson Road, Rock Hill. Check them out at imperialpool.com or call 366-8111.
And now in Lake Valley, next to Food Lion.
This is Steve Crum. Bloom into spring with plants from Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. We have a wide selection of shrubs for yard remodeling. Start planting now and give us a call at 329-1080. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crum and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench, and I'm David Rector here today. Steve took the Saturday off, and I have my lovely wife Teresa with me, and we're on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. And me and Steve have talked about, if y'all want to talk about a certain subject, you can email me at rockhill@carolinafreshfarms.com. Or Steve, I don't know his exact email, but you can look it up online on rollinghills.com. I'm sure it's stevecrump@rollinghills.com. I'm not sure. So look it up. They have a website. And pull it up and send us some questions. And last week, we surprisingly had a caller call in, which that's fine. I think we may have room for one here and there. But it's only a 30-minute show, so kind of goes pretty quick. So we have to get our sponsors. And some of y'all want to know who Mills is on Carolina Fresh. I always laugh about that. Hey, Mills. Well, Mills is our horticulturist for our whole company. We have 7 stores around the state and a huge farm where we get our sod from. So he's a horticulturist, a Clemson grad, and he is helps us with a variety of things at our company. So that's it's kind of a statewide commercial. So we have to come up here and do a more personal commercial here. So, and we, me and my wife talked last night about things to talk about today, and it's approaching the time to get into vegetable gardens. I always say April 15th. I think Steve was said a little bit earlier, maybe the 10th of April or something, before you actually put stuff outside. I know it's warm outside right now, and we usually get a little cold snap sometime in the next 2 weeks, even though next week doesn't look like it's going to happen. But it's better to start these plants inside. We were talking, that's another little family thing you could do. Take some egg cartons or just any kind of little containers and get to, we have seeds at Carolina Fresh. Come seed rack right when you walk in, all kind of plants. And
get a little bag of dirt, throw it in there and have the kids put that in there and have them watch it or take pictures of it and watch it grow and kind of give them the bug to plant things because we're going to need future farmers.
Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, my parents had a garden all the way in the back, and we used to mix some good dirt in there, and I helped them with everything. I used to grow some carrots, and I thought carrots were supposed to help your eyesight, but I didn't help mine, evidently. Maybe I didn't eat enough of them.
Well, I had tomato plants when I was a kid, and then, of course, the worst fight was when my brother mowed them down. I'm going with purposely. But, they let me grow tomatoes every year. I like that.
And Teresa's from Oregon, so that's a totally different climate than we had here. So it was
definitely the rich soil.
Yeah, she had some nice rich soil and maybe not as much sun, but it's more sun there in Oregon than you think. So, yeah, go ahead and start your plants inside. Like I say, now's a good time to prepare where you're going to be planting these. Go get some. We sell a good Palmetto Supreme compost there at the store by the yard. You can pick it up in your truck, or we can deliver it. But that soil needs to be mixed with some other things too, because it's we have sell bags of cow manure and mushroom compost and things like that. So
I also discovered that there's a lot of plants that shouldn't be planted near each other, like tomatoes like other kinds of plants and don't like those plants over there. So you also should read up a little bit on which plants grow better together. And there are also, my favorite thing to do is plant things that attract bugs, that kill your plants. That sounds a little overdone, but like marigolds attract the right kind of bugs that kill the bugs that would eat your roses. So they talk about putting marigolds near those and planting lemongrass to get rid of mosquitoes. And there's a lot of things you can do naturally to take care of things instead of having to spray everything down as we're currently having to do.
Yeah, and a lot of those plants are for this area too. That's always important. Like me and Steve talk about getting plants to fit this area. It's hard to take a plant that's beautiful in Miami, Florida, and bring it up here and have it do the same thing here, and then same thing up north. Brought it down here. So our climates are different, soil's different. It's always good to do a little research, and that's what I'm not trying to sit here and be a plant expert by any means, because I'm not. So that's what one thing Steve's always good with. I call him during the week sometimes and ask him. I send multiple people to him, like he does me too for sod. So just reach out. There's a great group, Master Gardeners Group. You can look them up, and I think you can actually email them questions or call Paul Thompson at the Clemson Extension in York, and they'd be more than happy to answer any questions you got and try to help you with that. I know one thing that's coming up that excites my wife is the local farmers markets.
Yay!
So, she is Legal Remedy had one in front of them, their restaurant, last year, and she went there every week buying various things, from actually vegetables all the way to meats and,
And cookies. So many cookies.
cookies. Yeah, that's right. And I think my neighbor beside me is going to have a small farmer's market out there this year in Newport, because we used to go to the one across from Home Depot. They had a big, big farmer's market there, all kind of stuff. But it's kind of they moved, and that property is going to be used for something else. And me and my wife also stopped. There's a little cart out going toward McConnell's on your left. If you're headed from Cherry Road out toward McConnell's on the left, right there where Gordon Road comes in, a little cart where you pull up and you put your money in there, trustworthy, and they have nice tomatoes and squash and various things. So.
They do the honor system. It's literally the cutest thing in the whole world, and I'm glad things like that exist, because you can pull up, and again, there's watermelons and tomatoes and stuff, and that was just been a joy the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's one great thing about this community here. So I hope, I don't know the name of those people, but I hope they're planning to do that this year, since we advertised for them. So there's nothing better than fresh vegetables. So it's something nice to have, and it's good for you too. So, and I think I hear the music coming again, so we're going to take another break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
This is Mike Elder of Imperial Pool and Spas. Here's a great idea. Use your income tax refund to improve your family's lifestyle with BioGuard and a new above-ground pool. Plan now for family fun in the sun all summer long. Imperial Pools, 21 Bypass Rock Hill and next to Food Line in Lake Wiley.
This is Steve Crump. With over 20 acres of trees and shrubs in production at Rolling Hills Nursery, we have a large selection of plants for all your landscaping needs. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 9 to 3. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench, and this is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms, and my buddy Steve Crump from Rolling Hills actually took the day off and left it up to me, and I brought my lovely wife with me, and we've been talking a little bit about vegetables and things coming up in the near future here. And I want to put in another plug for WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. And we greatly appreciate them letting us do this show, and we really appreciate you listening to it. Sometimes I don't think people are listening, but I have multiple people during the week call and say, "Hey, I heard you on Saturday." This makes you feel good. So it's.
I've listened 3 times.
Wow. And we got Matt back here behind the scenes directing everything, and he actually told me that was the Elkins family that lives out there in McConnell's that does the vegetables. So sounds kind of like Rock Hill. If you know 1 of 7 people, you know, like, hey, man, I know them. So it's kinda,
where'd you go to high school?
Yeah, kind of one of those things in Rock Hill. So, yeah, we're talking about vegetables, and we probably want to wait just a little bit to put them outside, actually. We could have another little cold snap, even though it doesn't look like it right now. So hang on just a little bit. Go ahead and buy if you got some plants. We don't have any at my store yet. We'll have them in the next 2 weeks. If you can find them, keep them inside. Or like we said, we have seeds you can start. And it's always good to we messed up one time with this. We had 3 tomato plants, and they all produced, you know, at one time. So maybe you should – you know, plant them at different times. So we had like 500 tomatoes in 2 weeks. So that was interesting, though.
Well, we did learn how to make spaghetti sauce.
Yeah, we did. We actually made some spaghetti sauce, which is kind of fun. If you know me and Teresa, that's not who we are. But we actually did that, so that was kind of cool. So
the one thing we are planning to do this weekend, or I'm planning for David to do this weekend, we have giant hostas in our front beds, and they come. They're big and beautiful and gorgeous, but apparently it's quite easy, I've been told, to divide them up. And so we have another side area, and I want to split those off because they're coming up fast. Hostas grow back quick.
Yeah. Now, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure with a perennial, when it starts coming up, you can dig them up and divide them. I've done simple things like monkey grass, liriope. You just dig it up, pull it apart, and put it back down in there, plug it in where you want it. And the hostas are kind of that way. And our house faces north, which is perfect for – it gets a little bit of morning sun and shade. And these hostas, they're just – started out a little 1 gallon plant that has turned into, like, these things are like 3 foot wide, sometimes
they're huge.
Actually take over our whole garden. So there's a little maintenance, and me and Steve talk about this too. Sometimes that when you plant plants, you need to do some research and see how big they're going to be, but they were just the right place, the right time, the good soil, and they really produced. And like I said, it's not a big deal to dig them up and divide them up, and actually gives us plants for the rest of our yard, because we've landscaped the back of our yard, and we've actually got some new areas to do some plants and stuff, and actually put in a putting green. I know a lot of y'all are shocked that I have a putting green in my backyard, but it's actually AstroTurf, a good quality AstroTurf, and couple of the managers at our store were sending pictures back and forth to each other yesterday about what their yard looked like. They said, "Look at my yard, it looks so good." And I sent them a picture of that, and they all went crazy. So you can't have that in your yard. You're a sod guy. So, but I have sod everywhere else in my yard.
Mills was not thrilled
He was not thrilled. He was scared it was hurting our industry. But
well, we also put in a stage/dance floor up in our natural area, so we're getting ready to put some plantings in and around that. So I'm excited to talk to people smarter than me. Brenda, if you're out there, to give me some better advice, because what I put in, I want to come back every year. But I also want to leave some areas to put in those ever fun flowers that just last maybe a season, but they're so pretty. And my granddaughters love to pick flowers and put them in their hair.
Yeah.
It's their favorite thing.
Yeah, Teresa's talking about annuals, which annuals, you just plant them, they live. Right now, you're getting ready, the pansies are looking so beautiful, and probably end of April you want to maybe pull them up and plant some kind of other summer annual, like a begonia, vincas, things like that, and they'll live till the fall, and then you'll do the pansies again or several other things that you can do. And like Steve said, it's good to have perennials, but you need to have some other plants out there too, because what happens in the winter, once we get that frost, the perennials actually they kind of go dormant, I guess, like the way sod does, Bermuda and Zoysia, and you just cut them off and cover them up with mulch, and they come back out the next year, kind of like the hostas are doing right now. So I'm pretty proud of myself talking about all these plants. I haven't even talked about grass, so
that's why I'm still awake.
But I do want to remind everybody, it is time to do your pre-emergent, especially now if you have fescue. To this morning, said fescue, she nodded off. The grass is wet this morning. One product we sell is 1906. It has fertilizer and pre-emergent in it, but also has a weed killer, and you put it out when the lawn's wet. So this morning's an ideal situation. Put it out. It's dry for about 24 hours, and you get rain tomorrow, which will be good. So anytime, any grass you have, you need to pre-emergent. If you hadn't done it, it's not too late. I get that question a lot. Is it too late to do pre-emergent? It's really never too late to do that, because even though you have weeds, you can at least put a stop to new weeds coming up. And like I said, our store is open 8 to 2 today. I got four young strapping gentlemen there to help you and carry. They better carry your stuff out, or if they don't, you better call me and let me know. So, And then Steve's open. He'll be open as soon as this show is over from 9 to 3 out there. I think Tommy will be out there today to help you with any of your needs. And
get those children to work.
Yes. Get a plan. Get them kids out there. Have a good time with your family. We're going to take one last break, I think. And we'll be right back to conclude the Gardener's Bench.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
This is Mike Elder of Imperial Pool and Spas. Here's a great idea. Use your income tax refund to improve your family's lifestyle with BioGuard and a new above-ground pool. Plan now for family fun in the sun all summer long. Imperial Pools, 21 Bypass Rock Hill and next to Food Line in Lake Wylie.
Here's one of Mother Nature's favorite sons, Steve Crump.
It's time to take advantage of landscape consultation and design services at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Building a new home or remodeling your existing one, give us a call, 329-1080.
Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench for our last segment today. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms, and we've enjoyed having you with us. We'd say hey to Steve. He took the day off. I'm sure he's checking up on me, listening to me. Should we give me a call? Tell
no
me what I did.
There.
Tell me what I did, right or wrong. And we're on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com, which I know a lot of y'all listen on WRHI.com, which is good. And I brought my wife in here today with me, and we have a big day of doing a lot of projects together. And I'm sure she has a list at home, too, of things I don't even know about.
Oh, it's right here. I have it in my purse. It's a copy.
Yeah, that's funny. So we were talking about vegetables, plants. We did a little bit of talk about fertilizer, doing your pre-emergent vegetables. You want to wait just a little bit to put them outside, probably the middle of April. Fertilizer, you want to get it out as soon as you can on your lawn, actually on your plants too. It's a good time to feed them because they get them going. After a long winter, we had a lot of wet winter, and you got to remember when we get this much rain, it does wash the fertilizer out quicker. So you want to make sure you're doing your fertilizing correctly. And also a great way to find out about the dirt under the ground, which is very important, is we have free soil samples at Carolina Fresh Farms. So bring, either come get some bags from us or just give us a fistful of dirt in a sandwich baggie, label it. All we require is your email. It doesn't cost you anything. We'll give you the results. We hope you'll buy it from us, but it's not a requirement, and we'll try to direct you in the way you need to go. You got any closing remarks?
Well, I just know that you need to bring home some dirt so that I can get it. I like to revitalize the dirt around plants that have been in there a long time. I have a beautiful big rosemary bush and a big sage bush that are, they don't hang out together, but I plant other things near them, but they made it through the winter. They're big and beautiful, but they need some refreshing dirt and to give them a little boost in there, because it does get washed away. And we didn't get a snow, which kind of, it's my understanding, when snow melts you get some really good nutrients in the ground. We didn't get that. I prayed for it because I like to stay home from work.
Yeah, I put the sleds up this week at Carolina Fresh. They're all
very
packed
hurtful.
Away till it was a sad moment. We had to put them away, so. And actually took my Let It Snow flag down this morning. I don't think my wife even saw it, but it's been hanging up there. So I guess spring is here. So,
yay!
All right. We'll see you next week.
Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms. Call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas. Anderson Road, Rock Hill. And now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. Join us again Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.